Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, I'll be talking with Tom Oliver, author of Nothing is Impossible, 7 Steps to Realize Your True Power and Maximize Your Results. Tom will be sharing some really great and easy exercises you can do to get yourself on the path of creating the life you want, as well as some of his own stories of overcoming adversity himself. But first, as we always do on Tuesdays, we're going to start off with a healing meditation. And this week, where I'd like us to focus our attention is on anyone who's suffering from dementia, whether it's Alzheimer's or some other form of dementia, as well as the people that are affected by that, which may be their family, maybe their caregivers. And let's just send them a lot of love and healing energy. So let's go ahead and begin by taking a deep breath in. One more deep breath in and release that. Thank you. So I want to let you know I'm going to be doing a show at a time I don't normally do. I'm going to be filling in for Dr. Pat on Thursday this week, so 2 days from today at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern. And Sue Elliott, who is the editor of the Law of Attraction magazine, is going to be my guest. And Sue's going to be talking about how to have more peace, joy, and ease during the holidays. So I hope you'll remember to tune in Thursday at noon Pacific time. And I also want to let you know, which you may notice if you go to the website at all, that I'm making some changes. I've had some unfolding of what my next step is in my business. I've changed the name of my website and my business to Your Authentic Wisdom. And so you'll see the changes on the website, and you'll also see that I'm going to start offering some programs after the beginning of the year or around the beginning of the year. And the components around Your Authentic Wisdom are Authentic Change Wisdom, Authentic Happiness Wisdom, Authentic Life Wisdom, Authentic Career Wisdom, and Authentic Business Wisdom. So keep your eyes out for those things coming up really soon. Now, you know, I've been going through some stuff the last couple months with some issues around my teenage son that have really opened up some more growth and learning for me. And one of those things has been really getting back in touch or in touch in a different way with the work of Byron Katie. And recently, I've really come to see that in order to change any situation, we really have to first accept or even embrace the situation that we're in. And that might sound odd because we think that accepting where we are takes away motivation for changing it, but that really isn't the case at all. And I've realized that this is the very first step that any of us have to make to making a change in our lives. And I'll share more about why this is true and how you can do it. How you can learn to accept where you're at later on the show in this week's Light Bulb Moment. And this piece comes from a report I wrote called The Top 5 Ways to Get Unstuck Right Now. And you can sign up to get that report on the website, yourauthenticwisdom.com or lauralongleyshow.com. All right, let's dive into talking with Tom. Let me introduce him to you. Tom Oliver is a business leader, global social entrepreneur, philanthropist, and visionary who's worked with some of the world's leading figures, including the Dalai Lama and Desmond Tutu, as well as CEOs of several Fortune 500 companies. Founder and chair of the Global Leadership Circle at the Manchester Business School in the UK, and founder and CEO of the World Peace Foundation, which Desmond Tutu has called the most influential peace gathering in history, Tom is also a member of the Club of Budapest. An artist, singer, and songwriter, and an avid outdoorsman, Tom is a man who's proven in his own life that nothing is impossible. Let's welcome Tom Oliver to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Laura. Very, very excited to be here with you today and, of course, with our listeners as we remind ourselves that nothing is impossible.
Yes, and I just want listeners to know, I mean, people are listening all over the place on the web, but the people that listen over the air are on the East Coast in the U.S., and Tom is actually in the south of France, so I love the miracle of technology where people can be anywhere at any time and still do this. So thanks for
being
here.
That's true. Hi, well, I'm very, very excited to be here with you today and all our listeners.
Well, you know, in reading your book, I find, and I'm sure that you find this too, that, you know, we have things that we need to focus on in our lives at certain times, and they keep popping up in different ways when that's true. And for me, not the one thing, but it's in the very beginning of your book, so it really hit me right away, is this piece about knowing what your destination is or having a vision. And that's been up for me for about the past month, and it showed up in a lot of different ways. And so I'd really love to talk about why it's important to have a vision and really what do you consider a vision to be?
Yeah, that's an excellent question, and I'm sure most of our listeners have experienced the same moment where, you know, we ask ourselves, what do I really want? And I see this again and again, not just with, high school students or college dropouts or people at business school, but even with global CEOs and even self-made billionaires who at some point in their lives are like, you know, what's next? What do I really want? Or people who start to question where they're really going or whether they've been kind of barking up the wrong tree for the last, you know, decade or two. So it really happens
yeah,
to, you know,
really
it happens. It happens
yes.
to all of us.
Yes.
And so this point is so, so crucial. And I guess being an artist, artists have a little bit the upper hand because they buy in that area, because they're by definition passionate about what they're doing. You know, we might fall in love too much with life at times because we might want to do too many things. And
right.
I can certainly attest to that because as you outlined, I've worn many hats and I'm still wearing many hats, but we have no problem in being passionate. So it's very important to find something that you're truly passionate about. And, you know, you even have people like Steve Jobs say, face the what he called, I think, the mirror question, where he got up in the morning and he would ask himself in front of the bathroom mirror, you know, do I want to continue doing what I'm about to do today? And if the answer was no too many days in a row, he would need to change something. So, you know, this can happen to Steve and it can happen to all of us. So it's very,
right.
very important to know where we're going. We have to very clearly define a destination. And what struck me most in my interaction with some of the world leaders you mentioned, or global self-made entrepreneurs and people who have really done the impossible and reached extraordinary results in any area, whether that's, you know, peace, whether that's the Dalai Lama, whether that's a renegade entrepreneur and so on, or a Silicon Valley whiz kid, they clearly defined where they wanted to go, and they put this in writing, and they really, really, really reiterate this every day. So every day they expose themselves to that ideal vision of their perfect future, everything went according to plan, and if nothing was impossible. And that's a great exercise.
Well, and, you know, one of the things I really want to highlight is that you do talk in the book about, you know, you, I can't remember your exact words, but basically making this vision be the highest fulfillment for yourself, that most of us get too focused on plan B instead because we don't think we can really have plan A. And you really encourage people to focus on what it is you really want, not what you think you can get.
Oh, absolutely. And that's so critical. We do not place the bar high enough. And that's really the problem. We have to go for it all. And I keep stressing that the most fulfilled reality we can experience, whatever that means to you. And it automatically contains fulfillment in all different areas and well-being. So not just, you know, financial well-being, but physical well-being, spiritual well-being, happy and fulfilling relationships, and so on. So sometimes you look at somebody who, you know, might be the head of a big company or might have reached success in another area, but it's really the only ball he's got up in the air. All the other balls are shattered and on the ground, and they're broken forever, whether that be relationships or health or even spiritual well-being. And that's
right.
Not really a wise, you know, it's not a wise definition of success. So I always come back to that, the most fulfilled reality you can experience. Go for it all, write it all down, and this is your secret compass. Do not share it with anyone. You don't need to. If you want to, fine, but do not look for outside validation. You are your own ultimate greatest authority.
And on that note, it's time for us to take our first break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Tom will share more of his exercises and his focus in the book, Nothing is Impossible. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Tom Oliver, author of Nothing is Impossible, 7 Steps to Realize Your True Power and Maximize Your Results. And right before the break, we were talking about having this vision. And I just want to touch on one thing that you said just as we were going to the break, Tom, that I want people to really notice. And that is, you said it's something that's for yourself, and that in general, don't share it with people because you don't want to get stuck in this place of needing external validation for it. And I think that that is so crucial, because we need to know that the validation comes from us internally. This is our dream. This is what we want. And whether other people agree or disagree is irrelevant.
Absolutely. It doesn't really matter. And when we think about validation, we should really think about it in the broadest sense of the word. That means, don't look for validation when it comes to your, you know, your spouse, your partner, your friends, parents, peers, whoever. But obviously, it also means, do not expect that there will be no criticism, that there will be no naysayers. There will always be, you know, the kind of naysayers and dream stealers who tell you it cannot be done. In the end, the only thing what matters is if you believe in your vision and you put enough mental and physical constructive energy behind it. That's absolutely key.
And I really love that, and I'm so glad that you really point that out in the book. And, you know, another thing I wanted to mention about the book, and we were talking about this on the break, is that, you know, I have mentioned that there are a lot of exercises in this book. And, Tom, you made the point on the break that most of them are very short exercises. And I think that that's important for people to hear, too, because we can start out with such good intentions, and then if something feels like it's too big, it's kind of like, oh, I don't have time to do this now, and we put it away, and then we never go back to it. So I love that they are brief exercises.
Well, thank you so much for your praise, and you're absolutely right. I have read my fair share of excellent books that contain great advice, but when it came to the exercises in the books, I would have had to take 2 to 3 week vacation just to put them into practice.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's practical. We really want short exercises, and most of them are between 30 seconds and 5 minutes long, but they give you the momentum you need to really see immediate results and trigger lasting change. And isn't that what we all want?
It is exactly what, well, I think it's what we all want, is what I want. So I tend to think I'm like most people. So I think it is what most people want.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that really struck me, because this is something that I've really been learning over the past year or so, is you have this, actually, I think it's the name of one of the, subheadings in one of your chapters, fun leads to your greatest successes.
Right.
And so I would love for you to talk about that.
Oh, sure. I grew up in a culture that did not trust in fun and still doesn't. I grew up in Germany before I came to the U.S. and went to school and university in the U.S. Germans really cannot do fun. And if there are any Germans now living in the U.S. listening in, I'm sure they can attest to that. Germans have a hard time with fun. But in a funny and interesting way and strange way, fun actually points to our greatest successes, to our talents, to our strengths. Because when we do what we love, when it's actually fun, that's when the real work is done and when the real work kicks in. But the great thing is, it doesn't feel like work at all. But looking back, we actually achieved the best results. So I encourage each and every one of our listeners to really search their past for these moments, these episodes when they had most fun, and then look at the results it actually produced.
Yeah, that's interesting. I haven't done that exercise yet, but I'm going to do that. I already believe in this, but I think it's great to have evidence of it as well. Because, you know, I hear what you're saying about Germany. I've not been there, but I know that's kind of the rep that Germany has about not being into fun. But, you know, I mean, in the U.S., we tend to be that way to a certain degree, too, where we have this, you know, we call it the Puritan work ethic, right?
Right.
Where
right.
that
Absolutely.
You have to work hard in order mm-hmm. To have anything, to achieve anything worth having. And if it doesn't,
right.
we get ingrained with, if it doesn't feel like work, then
right.
we're not doing
hard,
it right.
You know? Hard, yes, has to be hard, you know, we have to, we're so proud because it was so hard. And this even goes so far that we do not trust anything that comes with ease.
Exactly.
You know? Which is really bizarre because some of your most vital inspirations are effortless. You know, some of the greatest inventions were made by amateurs in a completely effortless state. So really, again, we have to remind ourselves, fun leads to our biggest successes. Fun leads to the best results in all areas of our lives. And it's the most direct way in which our heart and soul speak out about what matters most to us. Because fun will automatically lead us to what we love. And doing what we love will constantly refuel our energy. So again, real work is effortless. And when we're having fun, we produce our best results.
Yeah, and I'm definitely going to do that exercise where I look back at that because I love having that evidence. And, you know, and kind of along the same lines of this idea about fun is you also talk about embracing laziness.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in the U.S., laziness would be a four-letter word if, well, I guess lazy is a four-letter word, isn't it? So it's a dirty word anyway. so say a little bit about why we want to embrace laziness.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, again, coming back to my German upbringing, Germans cannot do lazy. even when they're on vacation, they cannot do lazy. So this was kind of a tough one for me to learn, to be totally honest. And I had to overcome that natural tendency to kind of be always busy to produce the best results and to have, you know, a fulfilling life. It's actually completely counterproductive to be busy all the time. Why? Because our goal should be quality and not quantity. Now, how do we attain quality? Well, to reach our dreams, to have a balanced and fulfilled life, to have wild success and reach our ideal in every area of our life, we have to be both active and lazy. Only then we will spot the kind of unique opportunities that bring us the real quantum leaps and breakthroughs. So, in summary, I'm not saying you should spend the rest of your life on the beach. I'm not saying that and not do anything. But we should all incorporate a good, healthy portion of laziness into our schedule. And it's precisely, Laura, that unproductive inactivity that helps us produce the best results and those, you know, aha moments. It's the key to creativity and to finding the solutions we're looking for. And speaking about success, actually one of the top brands in the world, Google, if you ever have the chance to go to their headquarters in Silicon Valley, it looks like a ball of fun. I mean, people look like they're not doing any work, at least to Germans. and, you know, they have free massages, lap pools, free meditation classes, arcade games, video games, pool tables, giant Hulk statues. I mean, you name it. It's incredible, but it's very clever. Because this way, Google gets their employees, their engineers, all those brilliant minds from all over the planet into states of kind of a free flow and free drive. And this allows them to produce the best solutions. Because you can actually achieve the breakthrough solutions only once you take your mind off the problem at hand. And Google realized this early on, and guess what? Now they're one of the top global brands in the world.
Right, exactly. And, you know, what you're calling laziness is really defined by doing an activity just because it's because you want to, not because there's going to be any productive result, right?
Right, and this is obviously a catch-22, you know, that's a catch-22. Yeah. We all have this lazy side in us, you know, some more, some less. For me, it took some digging to get to that side. But simply because I was brought up with the limiting belief in the German culture that you have to be active all the time to produce the best results, which means it leads to, obviously, you know, burnout, being out of balance, all those things that when we take a step back, we know it does not produce the best results. We're simply being active. We're actually not producing quality. So again, step back, ask yourself, what is it that I really want? Ideally, you should be going for quality in whatever area you work in, whatever your profession, no matter who you are, no matter where you are, you want the best results. You want quality. Then you have to incorporate that healthy portion of laziness into your life.
Absolutely. And that leads us up to our next break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk more about some of the things that Tom has discovered and laid out for us in his book, Nothing is Impossible. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit BiteBackForACure.org.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
We're We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Tom Oliver, author of Nothing is Impossible, 7 Steps to Realize Your True Power and Maximize Your Results. And before we continue, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to find Tom and his book, Nothing is Impossible. So, Tom, can you give that information for our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The book is available through all the online and traditional bookstores. So, again, through all the online and traditional bookstores. And you can find more about me and actually also download a free chapter of the book at my website, which is tom-oliver.com. You know, my name is so common, I had to put a dash between it.
Yeah.
So it's tom-oliver.com. Again, go there for a lot of free resources, including a free chapter of the book.
Great. Well, on the break again, we were talking about something that I want to talk about on the air so listeners get a chance to hear this too. And Tom, I asked you, in the book, you talk about how you came to move to the south of France, and it actually came to you in a dream. And you relate that to how having goals and having goals that really resonate for our soul are related. So I'd love if you'd share that for listeners.
Oh, absolutely. And again, I was sharing with you in the break that we're reaching the end of 2013. Everybody's now setting goals for 2014, New Year resolutions and so on. Why do so many of our New Year resolutions fail? Well, it's simple, because we set goals on a superficial level. But we all have an inner agenda of goal setting we have to take into account, which means that our soul, or what you may call this inner self or higher self, whatever you may call it, doesn't really matter, but we have an inner agenda of goal setting. We have to take this into account. What is it that we really want? What drives us? What motivates us? What are our desires and goals on a deeper than just superficial level? So we have to embrace ourselves and have to embrace what we really want. And I call this the internal buy-in. So our goals need to have that internal buy-in for them to be effective. Otherwise, you know, we set them on a superficial level, and then a few weeks afterwards, or maybe a month or two, we've forgotten about them, and they don't really have the energy. We don't really put the energy, passion, drive, enthusiasm behind them to materialize them, to make them reality.
So how do you see that this coming to you in a dream is related to that?
Well, in the dream, I heard, and I was actually asking myself whether to set a specific goal would be okay or not. So I was coming from that place where I was questioning my right to go for it all, to go for what I really want,
yes,
to set the goals I really want to set. So I came from that place, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners have experienced that as well. We want to go for something, but then we question our right to go for it. You know, would we be taken away from others? Do we have the right to go for our dreams? You know, and so on. All these limiting beliefs we're brought up with, and they surround us like almost invisible prison bars. And we have to realize that these are just limiting beliefs. They're not reality. We have to start questioning them. So in my dream, I was encouraged by that inner voice, which came to me in the dream, to really go for what I wanted, to really set the goals that I wanted to set for myself, and to embrace that bigger me, the person I wanted to grow into. And that was a very, very fundamental message for me, and it taught me to embrace change, but to also embrace myself on a deeper level, what I wanted and my true wishes and desires.
And you know, that leads into something else that I think would be really important to talk about, because you do talk about this in the book about embracing change, because change really, you know, there's that old saying, the only constant is change, right?
Right.
And so if we fight against it, then we really, we're fighting a losing battle, because we can't not We can't resist the change, because changes are going to happen to us anyway. So what advice do you have about being able to do a better job of dealing with change?
That's an excellent question, Laura. And it's true that we all resist change to some degree.
Right.
It's just natural. We resist change. But we have to embrace change as a friend, as a friend who takes us where we want to go. Because let's face it, whenever we set a goal or we put down our ideal personal vision of what our life should look like in a few years from now, if everything went according to plan, well, it means that there need to be a lot of changes to get us there. And we have to trust in life's processes and in those, in that magic quality of life that is change that will get us there. It's almost like you're on a boat in a river, and you can define your destination, which would be the ocean. So you want to get to the ocean, you put that down in writing, you impress it on your subconscious mind, you visualize it, you can clearly see yourself in that ideal personal future that you want to create, that vision of your personal life. But then you have to trust the river to take you there. It might take different turns. It might lead you off the beaten path for a while because you cannot always connect the dots looking forward. But you can trust your instincts and your intuition, and you can trust life that it will take you there if you focus on your vision.
I love that because this has been, I've had a year and a half of really intense learning and growth. And part of my mantra has been trust and faith, because that really is what it comes down to, because we don't, we control very little in our lives in reality. And so we do have to trust that we're going to get where we want to be, that, you know, it's a beneficent universe, that things do conspire for our benefit, and that it will be okay. And whether change happens or not, because change always does happen anyway.
Absolutely. And this brings me to another topic, which is obstacles. It's very important to not look at obstacles. Change can bring failures, it can bring obstacles, it can bring challenges, but it's how we cope with failures, obstacles, and challenges that is important. So we should not kid ourselves. The people we admire, the people who have faced tremendous adversity and triumph in whatever area of life, the people who have created extraordinary success for themselves in whatever area, they have had to face sometimes even tremendous adversity, challenges, obstacles. But it's, again, it's our mindset. The real work is done in the mind. It's important how we deal with obstacles, challenges, and failures. To give you another example, I'm a passionate surfer. I mean, I love to surf. So I think that any day on the water is a good day, at least
right.
for me. So when you surf, there is a very, very important lesson in surfing. There are a lot of lessons in surfing, but there's one very important lesson when it comes to obstacles. And this is when you learn to stand up paddle, which is that you're on the surfboard and you have a paddle in your hand and you paddle, you're going through the waves and so on. You have the natural tendency to look at the obstacles in front of you, the waves coming in and so on. And so on. But then naturally you lose your footing and you lose your balance and you fall. So there is a magic involved that once you look at the horizon where you want to go, and by the way, this is true for any board sport, whether it's kite surfing, windsurfing, wave surfing, even snowboarding, whenever you look where you want to go, your body will make the necessary adjustments magically, and the obstacles in your path will be dealt with accordingly, which means you will get to your destination. And it may sound mundane, but it's actually a great analogy for life. If we look at the obstacles, we focus on the obstacles, that's what we will get. We will focus on the limitations. We will not get to our destination. It's very important to always cherish your highest aspirations, to go for your highest ideals and visions, and to hold onto that, and you will prevail. Someone else said once, if you focus obsessively on opportunities, you can turn any seeming failure around. And that's absolutely true, no matter who you are, no matter where you are, no matter what your profession is or the industry or the industry you're in. It really doesn't matter. It's always the same principle.
And I think that this is a really great note for us to close out the interview on, that focus on opportunity, not on obstacles, mm-hmm. because that, I mean, we could really kind of boil it down to that one thing, and that would be a great perspective to have.
Absolutely. And also challenge yourself when it comes to your obstacles and challenges. What I mean by that is try to look at it from another perspective. A lot of the challenges we face in hindsight are really great opportunities in disguise.
Yes.
And every major challenge we're facing holds a blessing, a gift. It's almost like, you know, a Christmas package that you have to unwrap. But you have to realize that it is really a gift. It's a present. You have to unwrap it. Unwrapping means you have to get to the bottom of it. What is the challenge all about? What is the constructive energy, the opportunity behind that challenge? And I would encourage all of our listeners to do what I'm doing in such a situation. I take a sheet of paper or a pile of index cards, and I write down opportunities. I start to brainstorm, you know, what are the
right.
positive things that could come out of this challenge? And then at some point, you will realize that you've actually struck gold, because you will start to recalibrate your way of thinking, and this will lead you to discover the truth and the constructive energy and the great opportunity that is behind that challenge. But we have to be willing to look that way and to you know, really challenge ourselves to rethink the way we approach challenges.
Absolutely. And we do need to close out the interview for now, but I really appreciate you being here, Tom, and I appreciate your book a lot.
Thank you very, very much. And I can't believe time went by so fast.
I know. It's crazy how fast
it
goes by. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
But thank you again for being here. And I'll make sure that people know where to find your book from my website as well. So thank you.
Well, thank you so much for your praise. And again, there's so much more that I wanted to share. But there are tons of free resources on my website at tom-oliver.com. And thank you for all your praise. It's been very, very exciting, and looking forward to doing this again.
Great, thanks. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll share this week's light bulb moment about why you have to accept where you really are before you can change it. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today was Tom Oliver, author of Nothing is Impossible, 7 Steps to Realize Your True Power and Maximize Your Results. And you can find Tom at www.tom-oliver.com. And some other ways to get help on moving forward in your life on Facebook. You can get tips every day at The Laura Longley Show. And Twitter, Laura Longley SHO. And, of course, always thelauralongleyshow.com. We've had some really great guests on our show. And you can always listen to archives at thelauralongleyshow.com as well. Well, earlier in the show, I was talking about how over the past month or two, as I've really started to embrace the work of Byron Katie, I came to understand how for all of us, the starting point for change is with acceptance for where we are right now. And, you know, so many times we really fight against what our current situation is. We don't like it and we don't want to accept it. But until we do, we really can't change it. And you can think of it kind of like having ended up in the wrong town when you're on a road trip. And in order to get to the right town, you first have to acknowledge that you're in the wrong town, right? So if you go around pretending like you're in the right town, you're going to be stuck in the wrong town. And in addition to that, you can't get to where you want to be without knowing where you are right now. So you can't map out how to get from the wrong town to the right town without acknowledging where that wrong town is. And there's a saying that, I don't know where this comes from, but I've heard it a zillion times in my life. What you resist persists. So the more that we push away something that we don't like without really accepting that it's the reality, it's going to keep popping up. And when we're unhappy and we don't know how to make a change, we tend to do more of what we've already been doing, only harder. And this never works. So if you are feeling stuck, then undoubtedly part of what you're doing is denying your reality. And you're probably telling yourself things like you shouldn't be in whatever situation is creating the stuckness for you. I shouldn't have this crappy job. I shouldn't have this unhappy relationship. Or maybe you're saying I should have or be or do something different. I should get a new job. I should leave this relationship. I should be happy, but you're not. And that's where you're denying reality. Anytime we're using the word should or shouldn't, we're denying reality. So let go of every should or shouldn't in your repertoire of self-talk, and nothing should be any different than it is. If it was supposed to be different, then it would be. And that's what accepting reality is all about. Believing and embracing where you are right now is exactly where you're supposed to be and where you should be. And I know this can be a really hard concept to understand and really go along with, because we do think that if we accept our reality, that means that we're saying we like it or that we're not going to change it. And it doesn't. It just means acknowledging this is what is right now. And, you know, think about too, if you were to accept your reality, how would your happiness level shift if you suddenly quit saying, I shouldn't be in this situation? If instead you said, boy, I'm really unhappy in this situation, but this is where I am right now, whether I like it or not, and I know that I have the ability to create a change. Because with the first one, you're saying this shouldn't be happening. And, you know, therefore you're creating unhappiness, where with the second one, you're acknowledging that you're unhappy and you're also acknowledging that you have the power to make it be different. So when you do that, you stop focusing on all the reasons why it's unfair that you're unhappy, or all the reasons why it's not your fault, or for some of us, all the reasons why it is our fault. And you quit looking at why it shouldn't be the way that it really is, and you shift to looking at how you can begin to make it different. And this is kind of what Tom was saying towards the end of our interview about looking for the opportunity, right? It's shifting your focus from what's quote unquote bad to what is right or good. And so when you shift your focus from what you don't want to what the possibilities might be, then you immediately start becoming happier as you start looking at the possibilities without anything else in your life actually changing. So once you start to become hopeful about changing the situation, you're going to be happier even when the situation isn't any different yet. And really, nothing ever changed by you bemoaning that it shouldn't be the way that it is. It only changes by you being different in some way. And the first way for you to begin being different is to quit fighting reality and accept it. So every time you hear yourself say, either to yourself in your head or to other people, this shouldn't be happening, or I should have something, or I should do something, then shift that to, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. If I don't like it, I can change it. And as you practice accepting and embracing where you currently are in your situation, don't expect that you're miraculously going to feel happy with the situation, because you won't. You're not happy with it, so you're not going to feel happy with it. But you're going to start to feel happier in general. And accepting it is not the same thing as liking it. The only expectation you should have is that as you begin to truly accept where you're at, that things will change. And that's it. By accepting your reality, you're starting a shift. And you can't know how it'll show up, and you can't know when it will show up or what it will look like. So to kind of summarize, because that was a lot of talking, you want the first step to change is always accepting where you currently are, that you're in the wrong town, and you need to accept that to get to the right town. What you resist persists. As long as you deny it, it'll keep showing up. You can't get what you want without acknowledging where you are now. Quit saying should or shouldn't about the situation. It just is. Quit having excuses or explanations about how you ended up there. It doesn't matter. Replace should and shouldn't and excuses with, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be right now. Release expectations about you, how you should feel once you begin to accept your reality, and release expectations about how things will shift. Just know that they will. I want to remind you that I've got a new report available on the website. You can either get there at thelauralongleyshow.com or yourauthenticwisdom.com. And the report is the top 5 ways to get unstuck right now. And this thing that we just talked about with accepting reality is the first tool that's in that report. I'm also going to be putting out very soon, sign up for getting 31 days of change and 52 weeks of change in your email. So look for that. That'll be coming out before the end of the year, because it's going to start in January. So probably next week. And so there's lots of stuff coming up. I want to thank today's guest, Tom Oliver, for sharing all of his great information on Nothing is Impossible. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a wonderful time. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific on TTR, TransformationTalkRadio.com, and on Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. Reminder, Thursday in 2 days, I'm filling in for Dr. Pat at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, with Sue Elliott, editor of the Law of Attraction magazine, on more ease, joy, and peace during the holidays. I hope you can join us. Have a joyous day, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there-done-that no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit TheDrPatShow.com. That's THEDRPatShow.com for listening times in your area.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.